Earth, Sky.
Tuesday, November 13th, in 2012, the city of Cairns in the Australian state of Queensland might reign as the capital of the world for total solar eclipse chasers.
There's only one total solar eclipse in 2012. It happens tomorrow, according to calendars and clocks in Australia. Today, according to clocks here in the U.S. Very little of the eclipse can be seen from land, though. But those in Cairns will see it about an hour after sunrise on November 14th. The moon will completely cover the sun and create a total eclipse for about 2 minutes.
To see the total eclipse of the sun, you have to be standing within a narrow path across Earth's surface, the path traveled by the shadow of the moon as it covers the sun. The long, narrow path of the moon's dark shadow will travel approximately 14,500 kilometers, about 9,000 miles, over Earth's surface during this eclipse. But nearly the entire path of totality for this eclipse falls in the South Pacific.
Outside of the path of the total solar eclipse, a partial eclipse of the sun can be seen in many parts of the southern hemisphere, but not for us here in the U.S. or elsewhere in the northern hemisphere. The eclipse happens on November 13th or 14th, depending on your time zone.
Come to earthsky.org for eye safety tips and to find out if and when this eclipse takes place in your sky. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.